Welcome back, everybody. Goodyear, Arizona, the really big show. Tony Rizzo and Aaron Goldhammer with you, and we are at Indian Spring Training Complex here in Goodyear. Grady Sizemore joining us now. Just got done lifting. How you feeling, bud?
I'm doing good.
I don't think there's anything more important in this camp than your health this year. It's been, you know, one of the biggest stories, Grady. So tell us how you've been progressing and how you feel right now.
Well, good. You know, the progression's been good. You know, obviously this has been a long rehab, and, you know, I'm a little bit, you know, behind the rest of the guys, but feeling good. I'm out there playing games now, and it's just a matter of getting the reps in.
Grady, I know you played 162 games, I know, twice in your career. So how bad did it kill you to only play 30-something last year?
It was tough. You know, it was tough to only play those games and to be hurt, you know, trying to go out there and help your guys. But like I said, I try to put that behind me now. You know, being down that long and having to watch your guys from the sideline is not a fun thing to do.
But you got through it with something I thought is great. The video game thing, weren't you pretty?
I
don't mean that in jest. I mean, it really helped you get it through. You were in some thing where you couldn't move or whatever. Explain that to me.
Well, you know, it was just a machine. They call it a CPM machine. It's just something to help, mobilize your knee, you know, for the surgery and help, you know, help heal and grow cartilage. So,
but you can't move in it, right?
I mean, you can move. Your leg is pretty much stabilized. And
so you're just sitting there.
You just got to sit there all day.
For an hour. How many hours?
8 hours a day.
Grady, 8 hours a day?
Yeah.
You know me. I couldn't sit still for 8 minutes a day, let alone 8 hours a day. So you went with the video games. I play video games. I play them with my kids. It's good quality time together. Which one got you through?
Yeah, you know, I play a little bit of everything. I played a lot of Call of Duty.
The one the kids love, too.
I play Madden, you know, and I was watching movies. You do whatever you can, you know.
Are you the Seahawks in Madden?
Yeah.
I know you do what you can, and I agree with you on that. But, okay, let's forget about all that. You come to spring training right now. How good does it feel just to be back?
You know, it's great to be playing. You know, I think, like you said, when you're down for so long, you kind of feel like you're on the outside of the team. So to be back in camp and moving around and playing is a good feeling.
When you came into this camp, you had a set goal for yourself. I'm sure the team had their own goal or whatever, but what are we looking at right now? What's a realistic for the fans out there that are listening when they're going to see Grady back in an Indians uniform?
You know, I'd say realistically sometime mid-April. You know, I think right around that will give me probably about, you know, 20 to 30 games, 25, 30 games, which is what I'm going to need. I think that's what you get in an average spring training. And being down 10 months, you know, there was, you know, obviously I want to be ready for opening day. But, you know, had I gone out there and tried to play opening day, I would only had, you know, a handful of games underneath me, which wouldn't be very smart, you know, considering what I went through. So, you know, try to get back as fast as I can. I mean, I feel good. I want to be out there right now. But I would say realistically sometime in mid-April.
Will you stay here or where will you continue to work?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, you know, I know for a couple of days I'll be here. But I would say, you know, once, you know, Akron and Columbus get going, I'll probably be with one of those two teams, you know, trying to get rehab games in. So I'll be here maybe a couple extra days and then head up to Cleveland and go from there.
Great. Fans also want to know, and it's scary because you don't know, but based on how everything has gone, sometimes guys don't ever come back right after injuries. You had some pretty serious stuff. Do you expect to be the Grady Sizemore from 2-3 years ago?
Definitely. Yeah, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't be able to get back to 100%. You know, I think the knee's always going to feel a little something different, not necessarily going to, you know, restrict me or you know, take away from what I had previously. I think it's just, you know, it's gonna take some time. Even when I get back in April, it's going to be an adjustment period going every day and just getting used to the new knee.
Hey, Grady, do you think about it now when you're playing? I saw you in the cage yesterday and watched you for a while and then shagging some balls. I know you played a minor league game yesterday when you're about to slide. I know you slid for the first time a couple days ago. Does it run through your mind, or are you the kind of guy where you're not thinking about your knee when you're playing?
You know, right now I would say I'm thinking about it. You know, definitely, you know, I'm definitely aware of it. Just, you know, I'm not saying that that's, you know, changing my game in any way. But, you know, I think, you know, these first couple – I mean, being I've only played in, like, three games now, it's definitely still on my mind. But it's not restricting me. I'm not hesitant when I'm out there. I can still play my game the way I want to play. It's just, like I said, I wanted to see how that felt after that first slide or that first ball in the gap. It's definitely it's going to be a test.
Well, I know you didn't like playing only 33 games last year, but it was a really miserable year, and the team suffered through a lot of injuries, and it was very disappointing. Guys were up and down. That's all behind us. And coming into this spring, Grady, there's some real young players on this team that are giving it a little bit of a spark. Do you feel like this team has as good a chance as anybody since the 07 team?
Definitely, definitely. You know, anything can happen. You know, we still have a long ways to go. We still have to get out there and execute and play well, but we do have some young talent. We got some veteran guys now, too. And like you said, anything can happen. This is a funny game. And like I said, we got guys that play hard, play the game the right way, and we do have a lot of talent. You know, you look at our lineup, and I think it's pretty stacked. You know, it may not, you know, stand out at you and surprise some teams, but we got the guys that know how to play the game the right way. You know, we got some pitchers that are coming back and getting a little bit more experience. So it's a fun team to watch, and I think we can do some serious damage.
Grady, there's been speculation about your future and your deal with the Indians and whether or not there was a possibility that they might be moving you to benefit the club or whatever. Have you thought about that? Have you talked about any of that? And are you happy here in Cleveland?
You know, I'm definitely happy here. You know, obviously, there's always going to be speculation, you know, when you get towards the end of a contract. But like I said, for me, I'm not focused on that. You know, they haven't talked to me about anything like that. And like I said, I want to get healthy, get out there for this year. But I don't see myself in any other uniform than a Cleveland uniform.
I know there's a lot of young ladies that are happy to hear that around the Cleveland. By the way, I'm like, you know, sitting right next to Grady Sizemore. I know I'm the envy of a lot of that. All right, this is the last thing, Grady, and I have to bring this up because if I didn't bring it up, our listeners are like, I know you don't remember this. Aaron and I were in the Yankees locker room with you guys in 2007 when we closed out the Yankees. By the way, the last playoff game in Yankee Stadium ever, you guys won. Close out the Yanks. We moved on to the Boston series. If you remember, man, we partied that night in that locker room with that champagne and everything, right?
Yeah.
Well, Aaron happened to be dating a young girl from New York, from the city. She was working for FAN. So we were all in a locker room together, and apparently, you know, as you did with all, I had Mark Shapiro pouring champagne over my head and everything. We were having a blast. Well, apparently you, like, put your arm around her, said hello and everything in the celebration and everything. Well, you know, kind of jealous young guy here. Not that he was, like, ready to call you out or anything, but when we got back, he was like, yeah, you know, Grady Sizemore was, you know, hitting on my chick. And we made a joke out of it, and we laughed out of it, but... you don't remember that, right, from 2007? Hot, dark-haired girl named Rachel?
Let's just say that night my arms were around everybody with champagne. So, you know,
absolutely.
No, it was nothing personal. It was if you were in the locker room, you were celebrating with me.
There you go. And we all celebrated with you. So, Aaron, now that we're finally here, I mean, you know, I'm sure you have something to say to Grady so we can put this thing to bed.
Yeah, I think our listeners just won't let it go. You know, they hear stories about you rehabbing, and they start sending us emails like, you know, maybe you reconnected with my girl, you know, from 3 years ago. So, but if I think it's time for a truce between men, shaking of the hands.
Nothing personal.
Nothing personal. And by the way, best of luck to you this year. I hope you stay healthy. I know. Grady, so much of this is staying healthy. I mean, last year you guys had injuries to almost everybody. So please stay healthy, do well, get back in the lineup. Even though we like Michael Brantley, he's a good kid. We interviewed him. I know the Indians need you back in the lineup. So best of luck to you, and we'll see you in Cleveland.
All right, sounds good. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Grady. That's Grady Sizemore and the Truce. And a handshake between Aaron Goldhammer and Grady Sizemore. We have once... and for all, put the Rachel thing to bed.
Really, the big news coming out of this interview is not Grady's knee. Finally, Grady didn't get asked about the knee. The big news was Ray.
The USA Today called, and they want to know when he said mid-April is when he's coming back. But all you're worried about, all our listeners are worried about. Thanks, Grady. Thanks for being a good sport, and we'll see you. We'll be back with more live from Goodyear, Arizona. Really big show on ESPN 850 WKNR.